The VA in Middle Tennessee is trying to cast a wider net for patients in a long-running effort to reduce veteran suicides. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the agency has been monitoring high-risk patients closer than ever.
The VA in Washington sends Carrie Brensicki 100 names every month. They're patients in Middle Tennessee who, according to their recent medical history, look like they could be in trouble. Everyone gets some follow-up, and some make it to Brensicki's other list of those in immediate danger.
Those folks are the ones that we want to make sure that they don't fall through the cracks. We're checking in with them over the phone. Gosh, we're doing everything that we can to keep tabs on them. If they don't come in for an appointment, we get very concerned.
But the VA has become increasingly concerned with the veterans who will never show up on any of these lists because they aren't getting government care now. 20 veterans take their lives each day. Most are not VA patients. The agency is making additional efforts to reach the youngest veterans because they're most at risk and least likely to seek out services. Locally, that's meant holding town halls and outreach events, but suicide prevention officials say it will probably also take family and friends nudging loved ones to turn to the VA for help. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.